Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join this dialogue and discussion on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It is our prayer and desire that you are blessed by it, challenged, encouraged, that there is educational material and inspirational challenge to you each and every day as you tune in to this broadcast. The design purpose of this broadcast is to inform, to educate, to challenge, and to inspire our listeners. And let me remind you, this broadcast format is scheduled on a question and answer basis, Q&A. We can answer your question as we have the dialogue and discussion. We'd love to have you jump in at any point in time during the course of the dialogue, any point in time during the course of this broadcast. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Jump in with your question. As one caller put it on one occasion, he wanted to get his 2 cents worth in. Perhaps you want to do the same. We're going to be talking about an eschatological issue today that is a prophetic issue. We're talking about signs of the last days. Signs of the last days. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the monologue, the dialogue, and the discussion, let me simply say to you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. Scripture, the Bible, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. No better source book to turn to for resolution of the issues and problems and difficulties we're all faced with or faced with each and every day. I am so saddened to see so many grappling with and wrestling with problems and difficulties, not realizing they have an answer book right in the home, right in their living room. And I pray that you know how to open the Bible and turn to the Scripture and allow God to speak to you to give resolution and insight on the problems and the difficulties and the issues that we are faced with each day. This is the reason I say the best thing that we can do is know the Word, study the Word, know this book. It's called the Written, Revealed, Inspired, Infallible, Inerrant Word of God. And so when we face the issues, we do so not based on some political agenda or ideological bent, not based on a denominational dogma with its rites and rituals and rules and regulations that people are expected to follow, but based on the Scripture. It's called having a biblical worldview. The Scripture says, with Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." And then he describes in a very definite sense, tells us what truth is. In John 17, 17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." So I encourage you as our listeners each day to have a biblical worldview, a central biblicist worldview. That is, we respond to issues based on the authority of Scripture. And ladies and gentlemen, in Zechariah 8, 6, the Bible says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." And that's what we have the responsibility of doing, speaking truth. But as George Orwell said a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And if you don't believe that, you just try confronting wickedness and evil in our society. You try confronting those even as benevolently as you can with those that have differing opinions based on the worldview rather than the biblical worldview. And you'll see how fast there's a rebuttal and rejection of what you're saying, because you're speaking truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of lawn care equipment and hurricane preparedness equipment, and hurricane cleanup equipment. They also have a full Honda line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff giving opportunity to answer all of your questions about backup power generation, etc. Tools for Time, located 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Specifically, that's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifying benchmark there that happens to be a 165-foot flagpole with a gigantic Old Glory United States flag flowing. And find the flag, and at the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the last days and the signs of the last days, there are several things we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, let me remind you that I believe it is incumbent upon each of us, especially as Christians, it's incumbent upon us. We need to pray today. We need to pray this week for our nation, for our national security. Because, you see, the socialist Marxist Democrats are trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy our constitutional republic and wipe out all that we know is freedom in America today. They have going today what I call the kangaroo court. It is a kangaroo showing. It is a show. It's made for television hearing on the impeachment question. And listen very carefully. The conservatives, the Republicans on one side of the aisle, they are not going to be able to call their own witnesses. They're going to be limited to 5 minutes. And Adam Schiff will have the authority to shut off any debate, shut off any question, or to stop any participant from responding to a question that the Republicans ask. You see, it's not a matter of determining if something took place that is wrong. It is a matter that they are looking for a crime that they can then impeach the president for. They don't have one. It's antithetical to our Constitution. That's not what the broadcast is about today. But I bring that up at the outset because I believe we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for the hearings as they take place, that God will reveal the truth. Pray for that today. Pray for our president. Pray for our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible gives us very, very clear chronology of the latter days in which we're living in. Let me just give you that chronology to launch us into the elongated monologue to get to where we want to be today. One of the key elements that we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it's just come to the forefront. It's just been uncovered. It's just been revealed that Ascension Healthcare Services, Ascension Healthcare owns about 2,600 hospitals in America. They have the hospitals in about 21, one article said 23 states and another said 21 states. But it's the second largest healthcare vendor in the United States of America. It's just been revealed that for months now they have partnered with Google. They've allowed Google to upload all of the medical records of over 50 million patients in America. That's going to be the essence of our monologue, dialogue, and discussion today. And I'll tell you how that fits into the last day's chronology. We'll talk about how that is will fall into the hands of the Antichrist and how that will be one of the tools, one of the elements that comes together under the satanic demonic influence of that one called the Antichrist that will be able to wield the power and control the globe as a result of the demonic satanic power that's given to him. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you, first of all, the eschatological overview chronology of what is going to take place in these last days. We're watching, if you will, the dress rehearsal of the final day, in the final days, for the ultimate events to take place. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. The church is called the bride of Christ. There'll be the sudden seizure, the snatching away. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air, and so shall we always ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort ye one another, it says. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the unit of thought is in verses 13 through 18. I don't know about you, but that is an encouraging thought to me. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a sign, there's not a biblical sign that is to be unveiled, that is to take place, that is to be seen before the rapture of the church. Rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. It could happen at any moment. It's the reason it's called the imminent. It is the imminent rapture of the church because it could happen at any moment. No signs necessary. Everything is set. The stage is set. The time is ready. And it can happen at any moment. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, will not be here during the days of the tribulation. Immediately following the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist has about 10 different names in the scripture. He is called the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He is called the son of perdition in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He's called the wicked one in 2 Thessalonians 2:8. He's called the lawless one in 2 Thessalonians 2:9. He's called the little horn of Daniel 7:8. He is called the beast in Revelation 13:1, 2, and 3, in Revelation 17, verse 8. He is called the dragon in Revelation 13:4, in Revelation 12:9. He's called the old serpent in Revelation 12:9. He's called the devil and Satan in Revelation 12:9. He is called the Antichrist in 1 John 2:18 and verse 22 and 2 John 7. So we're talking about after the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the beast, the old serpent, the devil, the Antichrist will step on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, when he steps on the scene, he will have the authority to rule this entire globe. He will have the authority to rule the world. The Antichrist system, as he comes on the scene, will be the global world leader that will rule with an iron fist under demonic, devilish power. And he'll do so for 7 years, according to Revelation 13, verses 1 through 18. And then at the conclusion of the 7 years of tribulation, it is, by the way, called the day of tribulation. The word tribulation is word thliptos, and it means pressure, problems, difficulties, and it will be as the world has never seen. It is a day of trouble for the Jewish people, as the scripture refers to it. But at the end of that 7 years, by the way, during the last part of that 7 years, the world's largest, greatest known revival shall take place. Revelation 7 talks about 144,000. That's 12,000 out of each of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Revelation chapter 14 talks about that 144,000 and a global, universal, worldwide revival that shall take place. Millions will get saved on the planet Earth at that period of time. Millions that have never heard the gospel will get saved at that time. But ladies and gentlemen, the church, the bride of Christ, will have already been raptured out. I'll not go through the tribulation. I pray that you will not. But at the conclusion of that 7 years of tribulation that is dominated by the Antichrist, the Lord Jesus Christ himself returns. He will destroy the Antichrist and the false prophet, according to Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21. But in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 and following, it discusses for us the coming Antichrist and what will take place. The Bible says in that third verse, for example, and I saw one of his heads, speaking of the Antichrist, as it were wounded to death, and he had a deadly wound and was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. He's called the beast there. It's the Antichrist. And they worshiped the dragon, that which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? In other words, ladies and gentlemen, when the Antichrist steps on the scene, he will have a mortal wound. The false prophet that's referred to and found in verses 10 and following in this same unit of thought in Revelation 13 will be able to raise him from the dead. And when he is raised from the dead, the whole world will wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, after him in amazement and wonder, and will think that who in the world is greater than this? This is the greatest one because he's raised from the dead. He has the power and authority to do signs, miracles, and wonders at the hands of the false prophet, according to Revelation 13, verses 10 and following. So, ladies and gentlemen, the challenge for centuries, the challenge now for centuries, has been just how will the Antichrist know all about every human being? Because the Bible says that every human being that he will be able to track, he will know where they are. He will know what they're doing. There will not be any possibility of having work or buying a house or renting an apartment or having food, clothing, or shelter unless you have the mark, the 666, referred to in the 18th verse of Revelation chapter 13. And down through the corridors of time, through centuries of time now, some of the best theological minds, some of the best theologians, have wrestled with and wondered just how a human being stepping on the scene. Yes, the Antichrist will be a human being. He'll be demonically controlled, supernaturally, provided the wisdom, demonic wisdom, not divine wisdom, to be able to see and know. In fact, in Daniel chapter 7, in Daniel chapter 8, chapter 8, verse 23, 24, and 25, says the Antichrist will be able to understand and know dark sayings. That is, the Antichrist will be able to know things that no human being will know. Daniel chapter 11, verses 31 and following, points out the character, the characteristics, and the conduct of the Antichrist. He will be a homosexual. He will be one that looks at power and control more than any god or gods on the globe. And as a result of that, he will have that total demonic power, ladies and gentlemen. But for centuries, the question has been how will the Antichrist be able to control the whole globe? Think about that now. Think about that. Around the globe, we have presidents, we have prime ministers and potentates, as I call them, around the globe, that's controlling their nations, their countries, their people, etc. We have in the United States of America a president. We have in Israel a prime minister, and I could go around the globe and speak to you about that. And each of them controls the activities of their people and their nation. But picture now the fact that all of these will come together under the rulership of one person. In fact, you go back and study Daniel, the seventh chapter, and it's about, I'm guesstimating that's right page, right column in my Bible. It's about verse 20 and following, and Daniel, the seventh chapter, it says that all the world, the kings and the powers of the world, will surrender their authority to the one that is the little horn of Daniel, the seventh chapter. That's speaking, by the way, of the Antichrist that will rise up on the scene of the last days. By the way, I've had people to ask me down through the recent years, Pastor, do you believe the Antichrist is alive today? Absolutely, unequivocally, he's on planet Earth today. Does he know that he's the Antichrist? No, he does not. Will he be empowered as the Antichrist? Yes, he will. But at the point in time when the church is raptured out, the Antichrist will step on the scene. But the question has been asked and failed to be answered down through the corridors of time. Just how will he be able to control the movements and the activities and the actions and the mindset and the buying and the selling and the traveling and the going, the coming of all the people on all the globe? You see, the Antichrist will be demonically, supernaturally empowered. We find that again in Revelation 13, verses 2 and following. The Antichrist will have a demonically controlled, empowered religious leader called the false prophet. And that's found in Revelation 13, verses 10 and following. In fact, in verse 11 says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And the scripture says, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake like a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast. In other words, he has the same power, the same control that the Antichrist has. And notice the scripture says here in this verse, in the 12th verse, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth to earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven and on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which was that was wounded by the sword and did live. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of this, referring to that, is not to exegete the text, though I'd love to do so, but simply to set the stage that there's coming a day that there'll be a supernaturally, demonically empowered human being on the earth called the Antichrist. His sidekick will be none other than the demonically empowered false prophet. You see, just as there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Trinity, the divine Trinity, you have a demonic Trinity, the unholy Trinity, which is Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, that will be on the scene in the last days. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the signs of the last days. But he will have that empowerment from the Satan himself through the Antichrist, the false prophet, to do signs, miracles, and wonders, and to cause everyone, according to the scripture, to receive a mark in the hand of the head, and will cause them to bow down and worship the Antichrist, or they will not be able to eat, they'll not have a place provided for them to live, they will have no job, etc. You must receive that mark, and the Bible calls it the 666, and we'll not go into the depth of that. That's not the intent of this broadcast, but to set the stage. That 6-6 is the epitome of humanism, by the way. It is the number 7 is the perfection of God. Number 6 is the imperfection, which is of man. And we're talking about that where the mark will be required on the hand of the head. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the fast track going to that today. We see this today, ladies and gentlemen, and may I remind us, this identification mark, you'll simply be required to have, or you'll not be allowed to eat or to work or to live. You'll just die or be killed, according to Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17. There are multitudes that deny and doubt the reality of this satanically, demonically controlled person and his ability to control the whole world. He will be in complete control of all of human activities. And as I said a moment ago, down to the Carter Theological Time, studies and serious-minded conservative theologians have postulated and pursued the avenue of finding out something about this. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Since the debut of the coming onto the market, coming onto the scene, the debut of and the introduction of the microchip back in the early 1980s, we've been witnessing an escalation of this invasion of the microchip and how it's going to be a part of these last days that we're talking about. May I remind us, in every sector of life and living on the planet today, the microchip is in just about everything. And we'll cover more of this during the course of this broadcast. It's found in charge cards, driver's license, in fact, Gold Star driver's license, as it's called, as of June of 2020. If you don't have a Gold Star driver's license, which will be embedded, facial recognition and artificial intelligence in that chip, microchip in your driver's license, you will not be able to fly nationally or internationally by airplane. You have the charge cards, driver's license, cell phones, car keys, even now being implanted in the human body. All over Sweden and other nations today, the millennial generation, they're bragging about the fact that they can just simply buy an iris scan or a palm scan or a thumb scan. They can enter doors at their business, their companies, etc. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds are being microchip implanted today as the new end thing for identification and being able to have entry. In fact, right at this moment, there's a new program, I believe it is called CARE, C-A-R-E, where you can go have all of this, your thumbprint, palm print, and iris scan, facial recognition. So at an airport, you just walk up and place your hand on that instrument, and it identifies you. And you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to wait for baggage to be checked, et cetera, et cetera. And millions are signing up for it because of the ease. And ladies and gentlemen, every technological advance that we've had in the world, and especially in America today, has been received because it eases life and helps us in some fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, it helps those to enter buildings and to go into highly sensitive places in American business and levels of government by having the microchip. Several countries today are using it as artificial intelligence to monitor every movement of people. It's all over China, ladies and gentlemen. It is all over China. They will, by way of artificial intelligence and retina scan and facial scan, they're watching every move in China today. They're watching those, whether they jaywalk, whether they cross the street at the right place. They're monitoring every activity, and if they do not follow the letter of the law, the rules, and the regulations, their social credit system, as it is called, will be diminished to the point they can't go to school, they can't go to college, can't buy a car, can't rent an apartment, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching by way of the microchip and the artificial intelligence known as AI coming on the scene today. And it's heavy in China, and it is being replicated, duplicated, and followed in the United States of America today, where citizens are being followed and we are being traced, whether we realize it or not today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a cell telephone in your pocket, if you own a cell telephone, by that chip in your cell telephone, you can be identified within a 36-inch square of where you're standing 24/7. Yes, even if the cell telephone is turned off, you're still tracked with that cell telephone, that chip that's in the phone. May I remind us today, ladies and gentlemen, in China, it has gotten to the point now where there's major dismay as a result of what they're finding and the consternation that's being churned as a result of the social credit system. And that's just the term they're using to, as they follow and as they trace every human being in the nation of China. Their guidelines and governmentally controlled social requirements that they must follow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You can dial that number. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can answer your question, let you enter in this dialogue and discussion. It's a very, very important and very timely discussion today in relationship to what is happening recently that furthers and further exacerbates and further enlarges the potentiality of the Antichrist having every human being under his domination and control. We're talking about signs of the last days. Even today, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America and around the globe, via the social media, billions, listen, not millions, billions of people have all their data stored in a computer data bank someplace for easy retrieval. Just think of what information social media has about you and every other human being today. I don't know if you've looked it up or not. I did. There's some 30 or 40 social media platforms. And I'm just going to name a few of them here, some that most are familiar with. Listen carefully. Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, Messenger, Snapchat, Yelp, that's Y-E-L-P, SoundCloud, Outlook, Hangouts, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are literally dozens upon dozens of these so-called social media platforms that gather data and information about you and everything that you're doing. Listen, if you upload a picture, that picture then can be retrieved at any time and can be identified as their relationship to you or their relationship to others can be traced back to you. All of these social media platforms are setting up a total international, worldwide, global tracing device to trace every human being. And very succinctly put, that one day will fall into the hands of the Antichrist that will be able to trace every human being on the face of the globe. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
I have just a moment or two to interject my 2 cents worth, but I figured I would today. The Antichrist definitely, and based on my read of the scripture, will be kind of all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. And I think that'll be done mostly through this ubiquitous technology. It's everywhere, and you know, we're saturated in it to the point that you have Amazon Alexa and Google listening to every single word that you speak. You know, there's a murder case that's being dealt with right now, and Alexa data is being sought as a witness to the crime. We've gotten to the point that everything in our life revolves around technology. Even getting across town, the average Joe Schmo cannot cross from one side to the other side of town without using a GPS device to get him to a particular address. And we're moving into an age where even the cars will be autonomous. They're going to be self-driving. You're going to get in and talk to them and tell them where to take you. That's, you know, we're right on the cusp of that being a normal thing in our society. And our identification is moving to full biometric data. Just like China's monitoring everything and everybody through biometric data, the United States is moving that direction. Our IDs have to be changed in order to even get on a plane by middle of next year. You know, we're being trained to be 100% reliant upon technology. I have a question for you. What do you say to the Calvinists that would say, hey, preacher, don't worry about it. God did all this. Just don't even worry about these things. What would you say to that person?
I would say to that person that God is sovereign, but yet we have free will. We are created and designed by God as a free volitional being. Therefore, if we see this coming and we know what's going to happen, we need to resist it. And secondly, I say that we need to cease and desist with all of the major information that we're allowing to be uploaded for future and present tracing of every human being on the face of the globe. Greg, we've got about 1 minute before the top of the hour news break, so let's continue the dialogue. If you would, then hang on, and let's continue this dialogue and discussion after the news break. But you're exactly right. There's some that are rebelling and rejecting and saying that it's an impossibility for one person to be able to control an entire globe. But if we just analyze the data that we are personally, volitionally, freely giving into these social media platforms and consider that all combined together. And then later in this broadcast, we're going to talk about the fact that now with Ascension Healthcare, with 2,600 hospitals in 21 or 22 states, that's just turned over 50 million records of patients of their medical records. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there 1 minute. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.